Mad Marv's Notebook for August 16, 2012. I just came out of the Toastmasters meeting for the Global Messengers. This is a club that's sponsored by the Special Olympics Hawaii. And they meet, I don't know how they manage it, but they got an office that's right on the fringe of Waikiki. So they have a very nice office and nice boardroom, and they even have a meeting room that's dedicated just to their Toastmasters club, which only meets once a month. And the rest of the time it's just a general meeting room. But the thing about the Global Messengers that I find rather unique among Toastmasters is that the level of participation is very high, considering that they only meet once a month and they can't... Normally a club would have to meet twice a month to get enough participation to keep everyone interested, but they meet once a month and they get a lot of volunteers to do all the speaking roles in the meeting, even the roles that are among other clubs, not the ones that are not that interesting, like the word of the day, the thought of the day, joke of the day. They get a lot of volunteers even for those kinds of roles, not to speak of the prepared speakers, the ones who give the 5 to 7 minute speeches. They had people signing up for those speeches. They had 3 volunteers in 5 seconds once they opened it up. That's a remarkable thing compared to what I'm used to seeing. Sometimes it's hard for us just to pull 2 volunteers out of our regular club just to fill up the slots for our agenda. But whatever way you judge a Toastmasters club, they are very enthusiastic for it, and they do participate highly. That's why I think that they're one of the model clubs to kind of emulate, even though they do speeches to within, you know, their abilities, but they do put their hearts into it. I guess that's what really counts. What else happened today? Making some headway on this project I've been working on, a design project for the Army. We're kind of behind the 8 ball in terms of schedule. I don't really know if we're gonna have everything ready by the time it's due, but well, we are kind of in scramble mode now. I've been putting my desk phone, on Do Not Disturb at the office so that all my calls go to voicemail. Now, as soon as I hit that button, that's the time when everybody seems to have to call me with some kind of computer problem. I don't know how that happens, but it happens. Well, maybe it won't happen so much tomorrow. I've got a meeting in the morning, so I won't be in the office at all until lunchtime. And